Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland, and this is about the late and undemented Charles Kirk. So, Mr. Kirk, who died, is it 8 days ago? So, doing a lot about Charlie Kirk, but I'll soon get bored of the topic. His funeral is imminent. So, and much though I abominate Kirk, which is not to say that I wanted him to be hurt in any way, I wanted him to go to school. Now, he didn't finish third level education. It's not for everyone. And I mean, he wasn't that dim, considering he didn't have much tertiary education. He could hold his own in some simple debates. He was fairly eloquent. He was somewhat well informed. Obviously, he was no match for undergraduates at top universities. But here we go. So this is particularly about his fixation with homosexuality. So he was an outspoken homophobe. I'm not sure he actually called himself one. So homosexuality has always existed, shall always exist, in every country, and exists in hundreds of different species. And as they say, so far as we know, homophobia only exists in the human species. It begs the question why? And he was one for quoting the good book. So the Bible is against it. But so think back to when the Bible was written, perhaps 2,500 years ago, when the Jews were this primitive desert nomadic tribe, and infant mortality was very high, life expectancy was very low. The point is they need to have as many children as possible so the tribe will survive. And as homosexual sex is non-reproductive, then that's a waste of energy, at least. So they've got to discourage that. Notably, the Bible doesn't say a word on lesbianism. It's not permitted and it's not prohibited. So, I mean, although I'm told that ultra-Orthodox Jews are very against lesbianism and Christian fundamentalists have been as well, sort of, well, by analogy, this must be forbidden for females too. He quoted the book on that one, but as pointed out in that celebrated Oxford Union debate, he obviously disregarded a lot of things in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, the very same book of the Bible which said that homosexuality is an abomination, is punishable by death, and so forth. Now, his argument would be like later on that the dietary laws is Saint Cornelius has that vision, or I didn't think he actually cited this one, but that's mainstream Christianity says. Saint Cornelius has the vision, and God says, by the way, you can eat all the previously prohibited food or whatever. Or some of the Old Testament laws are no longer applicable, even though Jesus said he's there to not to get rid of any of the law, only to complete it, and so on. He had a real bee in his bonnet about this one. Thought that homosexuality was morally wrong. Thought it was on a par with drug addiction. But drug addiction is harmful and can kill people quite suddenly. Through overdoses. And alcoholism, likewise. And even if a person doesn't die from alcoholism per se, he or she might kill another person by drink driving or getting into a fight or something like that. There's no level of alcohol which is healthy to consume, although I realize that tiny amounts of red wine are good. But notably, he says this despite, I believe, being completely teetotal. And the Bible mentioning alcohol multiple times, that Jesus Christ drank wine, even at the Last Supper. So how come what Jesus did was immoral? But homosexuality is immoral and so forth. But he wasn't very well versed in the Bible, and not knowing that what St. Paul said was actually against male prostitutes and not against homosexuality per se. So he's against same-sex marriage, all right, sure. But obviously, the law of the land is not based on any book, and the United States is a secular country. And although I'm bordering an obsession, okay, well, maybe I'll get over it. But there's so much in the media about him right now. But he's indicative of this broader malaise in American society. Him thinking that straight, white, Christian, fundamentalist, married men in the United States were the best people in the world. Lucky for him. But was he a repressed homosexual? Because homophobes often are. And there's been scientific research to prove this. I didn't say there always are, as in a and Peter Tatchell, the indefatigable gay rights campaigner in the United Kingdom, was one who told me about this. So questionnaire, what's your feelings about homosexuality? Sort of rate 1 to 10, as in 1 is total acceptance, 10 is total condemnation. And in how would you feel if your brother or son or whatever came out as gay? And then showing them pornographic images with sensors on their penis to see how much it swells. And those are the most tumescent memorum virile, were the ones who were viciously anti-gay. So the penis cannot lie. All right. I mean, it could be just because he got into Christian fundamentalism. He fell down that rabbit hole, went further and further and further. He drank the Kool-Aid and everything. His views were like a checklist of the far right creed, and so on. So he thought that homosexuality was inferior. Now, perhaps it wasn't his taste. I've no evidence he ever tried it, but he might have had desires. And very few people are 100% one thing or other. Almost everyone's like 1 or 2% gay, even sort of straight people, even they don't act on it, because we are human beings and it's situational, and the difference between male and female is not absolute, and so it goes on. So he was someone who was into categorical thinking, couldn't cope with ambiguity, and then talking about the biblical standard of marriage, even though there was polygamy mentioned in the Bible, and King David, Prince of Divines, pointed out. And he had many wives and concubines, even though he was the king of Israel and meant to be a virtuous. It's only his adultery with that guy's wife, I can't really remember her name now, that was thought to be immoral. Okay, so he thought that God's law was perfect. Now he's against homosexuality. He didn't actually advocate for the death penalty, but come on, you really believe the Bible? Go for the step further. Say that gay people should be executed. He was often denouncing Saudi Arabia as the root of all evil. Well, actually, it would have suited him there. He would have agreed with him on that one, and so on. So goodness. So all sorts of harsh things against gay people. I'm not going to get into the transgender issue. Now, I'm not a particularly moralistic person. He was a very moralistic person himself. But the question is, if it's immoral, why? Just because some Iron Age book says it's immoral doesn't actually make it immoral. The same Iron Age book which says that murder and rape and so on are completely permissible, it does. Tell the children of Israel to wipe out the people of Amalek, get every single man, woman, child, even their farm animals. So, but that, I mean, war, okay, you can kill enemy soldiers in combat, but to kill civilians, that is murder by any standard. And saying, oh, by the way, and when you defeat this tribe, take their women, because the women are chattels, according to the Bible, and go into them. Obviously, that's saying rape them. That's what the Bible's enjoining people to do, because after the Israelites, even if it's a fair fight, even as a moral war, have killed this woman's husband, brother, son in battle, her father or whoever in battle, is she likely to fall in love with a man who's just done that? Is she going to be consenting to intercourse? Of course not. So that was his morality. I'm not a moralistic person. I do have my very primitive moral compass, and that is that morality is helping people, and immorality is helping them. And he hurt people so much, and not just emotionally. This leads to real problems. Discrimination against gay people, there's not that much anymore, thankfully. But I live in one of the most gay-friendly cities in the world, and not just bullying and insults, but another violence in other parts of the world. Wow. And as for transgenderism, well, he was going a bit trans. If you go by Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan, shaving his face, that is seen as gender bending in some of the world. But of course, he wouldn't know that. Why wouldn't he be a real man and grow a beard? All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.